What's up, podcast? Welcome to episode 3 of the Dennis Poulette podcast, our official weekly kind of schedule. Posted some bonus content this week. I hope you enjoyed it. A little bit of my summary of my sermon from last Sunday, sermon talk for our youth group, talking about Mary and really talking about her life and the way that she endured the first Christmas and really was not in a wonderful place, but God continually showed up. Hope you had a chance to either listen to that or watch the YouTube video. But today what I wanted to do is talk, I want to share with you about a 4 to 5 minute clip of a training video that I did for our small group leaders with actually some content probably that I stole from my friend Trey Van Camp and his YouTube channel and some of the things that he does with his church. And really, it's about the five times that we are trying to encourage our students to, in our youth group, to grow. And so what I wanted to do is share with you that 5 minute clip. And then at the end of that 5 minute clip, I want to talk a little bit about how that applies to our own spiritual lives. So hopefully you will enjoy this clip, and then I will see you on the other side, and we'll talk a little bit about these five G's. I want to share with you five things, five times that we are encouraging our students in. And these five things are things that I pretty much, I ripped off four of them from a friend of mine, but I believe that they are of extreme importance. And so wanted to share with you these five times that we encourage our students to be involved in. And I think as we go around talking about them, they will make more sense to you as far as why we are asking our students to be involved in those things. So there's five of them and they all start with G. And so it should be a little bit easy for us to remember them. And the first one is God time, right? We want to encourage our students to spend time alone with God. That's why we have the Bible app. That's why we have reading plans. That's why we're encouraging them to get alone, get with their Bibles, spend time with God in reading His Word and in prayer. Any student that's going to grow is going to be involved in God time. The second one is gathering time, and that's why we have large groups. We want them to be involved in gathering together as the church, both in worship on Sunday mornings, as well as in our large group time on Sunday nights. We want them to gather together with the people of God. And so those gathering times are times whenever they can see people, they can see other Christians. Maybe they're not in their small group, but they know that those people are on the same path, the same journey that they are on, and maybe they can learn from somebody. And that's where small group leaders come in, as well as shepherds of the entire group and not just their small group. And so please make sure that we are encouraging our students to not just endure gathering time, but to get the most out of it. You know, it's frustrating at times whenever I see, as I'm speaking, students who are acting up or whatever. We really need to understand that gathering time is time to worship together, time to fellowship together, time to get to know each other, and those kinds of things. And so we've got God time, we've got gathering time, and then comes group time. That's the time whenever we are actually just working in our small groups. We're praying together, we're sharing what's going on in our lives, we're talking about how God is speaking to us both in group time and in gathering time, and in God time. We're talking about what he's teaching us and what we're learning. And so that's group time. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. And the fourth one is go time. It's whenever we want to encourage our students to be serving, either in the Be the Church things that we're doing, church-wide activities, maybe your small group plans a service activity, something that you can do to go and be on mission. And there will be plenty of those other things as well. We'll talk about that later, but plenty of other activities that we're going to be planning for our student ministry that include go time, where they will be on mission with God. And then the fifth one is guide time. And my goal and my desire and my prayer is that each student will mature enough to be able to become leaders that are guiding other people through the entire process of discipleship. And so as we encourage our students with these five G times, we've got God time, me and God alone, we've got gathering time, me and God and all of the people who are involved in our local church, we've got group time, which is me and God and my small group, we've got go time, which is me serving God in His kingdom and throughout the community, and then we've got guiding time, me coming alongside what God is doing in the lives of other people so that I can guide them. And so as I share this with you, I just wanted to encourage you, to encourage our students as we continually invest in them, to continually to be hammering the fact that these times are important for them and they will grow as a result of the time that they spend in each of these aspects of our ministry and in life. There you have it, the five G's for growth, and it is not only for our students, but it is also for our own spiritual lives. And so the more I think about those five times, and the more I think about spiritual growth and the way that I know that I've seen God use those five different times in my own life, God has used my God time, my time alone with Him, to speak to me, to show me things, to help me see things in the Word of God that I would not have seen if I wasn't actually studying or praying or really seeking His face. And then there have also been times whenever I've been in gathering time where I have seen and felt that God is really teaching me something. And so that is gathering time, time of worship. That's why we go to church, so that we can be part of a community. And then there's always group time where I can just learn from other people, where I can sit down, hear about what's happening in their lives, and hear about how God is teaching them things. Group time is very, very important as well for my own spiritual life. And then the fourth one was go time. Serving God always helps me grow, always helps me learn something more, stretches me just a little bit more. And guide time, where I get to teach other people what He is doing in my life, and I get to help other people see maybe how He is working in their lives. Those five times are of utmost importance for anybody who is looking to grow in Christ. And so as you go through your life, as you go through your day, your week, let's try to figure out ways to put those five times into use. Let's see if we can find some time every single day to get some God time in, where we're praying, where we're reading the Word of God, where we're listening maybe to sermons, or we're listening to what He is saying, and then we're also just allowing that to seep into our personal actions and our reactions to what God is teaching us. And then find a good place where you can get to worship, where you can have some gathering time with other people who are just like you, who are going through the same things and who are seeking to be, to grow in Christ. And then find a group, a smaller group of people who will pour into you, who will help you as you are continually growing and who you can pour into. And then look for ways to serve and to go and to share the gospel and the kingdom with other people. And then also look to see if you can find one or two people to bring alongside with you as you continue on this journey and this path of being changed by Jesus, because Jesus changes everything. Jesus wants to use these five times to change you and to change me. And those are the five G's for growth. There you have it, my friends, episode 3 of the Dennis Poulette audio podcast. And we will see you next week, hopefully, if not sooner, either here in the podcast or on the YouTube channel or on DennisPoulette.com. Make sure you're checking out all those places, because there's plenty of stuff coming, and we will see you, at least here on the podcast, next week.